Pokemon. We'll be back after these commercial breaks. Hi, did you ever have a shitty child that you just want them to shut up? Or do I have the toy for you?
Hi, I'm Annie.
And I'm Minty. I really love the Pokedex toy. That was my favorite one.
And it's Fun Title, the podcast we serve every soundbite with an FU. Is that it?
Sure. And we're continuing our animes that were made to sell toys. In the first episode, we did Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Dex.
And we refused to do Mega Man or Byakugan. Is that how you pronounce it? Bakugan?
Bakugan was good. I would rewatch Beyblade before I did Beyblade. You know, Metabots is still a thing?
Is Metabots still a thing?
Well, not really, but I just mean I saw it recently and I'm like, you can watch it on Prime, but you can only watch season one. So I gotta figure out how I can watch season one and season two.
God, I don't even remember the chameleon episode from Metabots.
I don't remember any episodes except that he found them in the river.
Hey guys, in case you couldn't tell, grew up in the 2000s. I would never rewatch Bionicles.
That's not an anime.
I guess, but it's still a cartoon.
I wanted that toy though.
We did want that toy. So we're gonna do top 5 Pokemon rivals. And if we can make this 30 minutes, which I assume we can, then good for us.
Well, we'll be recording for 30 minutes, then I'm gonna edit to be short like 20. Which 20 is a good amount for a podcast episode, I think.
Yeah. What are you guys doing listening to 30 minute episodes? Use those 10 minutes to do your taxes.
It is actually tax season by the time I post this.
Nice. You wanna start with your number 5? I know it's gonna be shitty.
Yes. I will start with my number 5 because you're a sassy Annie. My number 5, which Annie did not like, is Hau, H-A-U, from Pokemon Sun and Moon. Because, Annie, listen to me. Because I felt like Hau was very different from all the other rivals. I felt like Hau was always chasing you and he was always like trying his best. Because all the other rivals were just like pretentious or lackadaisical. But Hau was like, I have a goal and you're it. And then like it made sense because you always beat him. But everyone else was like, oh, dang. Next time. I was like, there's no next time, bitch. You're losing every time.
Wally was dying.
Wally was dying? What are you talking about? Wally was dying.
He was like, you know,
he got attacked by like, what? Taylor?
He had some disease. I'm pretty sure he like had a...
You think Wally is dying?
I'm just saying like...
And then he chose a Gardevoir as his partner that would just kill him even further?
How would Gardevoir kill him more?
I think she has a weird Pokedex entry.
No,
that, like,
it's Gardevoir loves you so fucking much. If someone ever fucks with you, she's gonna make a black hole to kill them.
Oh, that's what
a gimmick. I don't know what your shit is.
How? Had an Alolan Raichu.
You cannot pick the rival from what we agree is the worst Pokemon game in the series.
I understand that Pokemon Sun and Moon is the worst main Pokemon game in our opinion, and probably everyone. Well, actually, you know what? Everyone doesn't like Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, which I'm like, one, a remake shouldn't count. Although, did I say remake shouldn't count? But I do think Heart Gold and Soul Silver is like one of the best main games, so maybe it does count. And Aurus is really good. But anyway,
I feel like Barry was like, dang, I won. I'm gonna charge you $5 million for beating me.
Barry was annoying as fuck.
That's my son.
Barry?
Barry is my son.
Blonde Barry from Sinnoh?
I liked him in the anime. I liked him in the game. I like seeing him.
What?
I love Barry.
What?
He dressed cool. He had a green scar.
He looked like Flapjack.
He did look like Flapjack when Flapjack was still popular.
Really raised in the 2000s.
No, I just don't remember much about how, like, that could just be me. I don't remember much about the game. I know some people suck Sun and Moon's dick because they think Lily is waifu bait.
Nah, fuck Lily.
But I don't really, like, his battles weren't memorable.
Well, it's hard because I don't think Hau was in the anime because they focused on those trial leaders.
Yeah.
We also didn't see the anime. We will maybe one day.
I think he's, like, not appreciating the fandom because everyone's too busy sucking Glideon's dick. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I think he was a really nothing character. But
I like Hau.
I think Nimona is a better version of Hau then.
No, Nimona's got a... Like, she's like battle obsessed and always like, we gotta battle. I have a million Pokemon. Okay, in the next battle, I'm gonna have a different team with me. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I don't wanna fight you. Cause she's already the best in her class, apparently. And so it's like, I really don't need to fight you. I have a Koridon. I need to feed him sandwiches. And fighting you doesn't do me anything.
Wow, Minty just casually dropped that Pokemon Scarlet Truther.
I have Scarlet, okay?
Everyone knows Scarlet is worse than Violet.
Professor is hotter, and that is undeniable.
Undeniable.
Fuck Maridon. I don't like Maridon at all.
How dare you?
I think the whole, like...
So Toyota making that motorcycle meant nothing to you
then.
Okay,
no, that's cool as fuck, yo. But they could make a Maridon version.
No, they could not. It's not a machine.
It doesn't have to be as accurate.
We would have to do Show Tucker shit in FMA if we want to make Maridon.
We just gotta find the biggest Komodo dragon that ever existed.
Anyway, my number 5.
If you say Barry...
It's not Barry. He didn't make the list, unfortunately.
Really? Oh, you love Barry. He's your son. You love seeing him.
I will say number 5 and 4 is Barry. 5 and number 1 to 3, I can actually fight for a tooth and nail.
All right.
Number 5, I put the Unova antagonist rivals Yanka and Sharon.
Fuck off.
Because I think it's super cool how they fleshed them out, and in the second game, they had their own professions, but they're still like relevant to the story. What's wrong with you?
What did Bianca do? What is she?
She's going to take over Professor Juniper. She became a professor assistant.
Oh, fuck that. That's my least favorite thing, is when the rival becomes the fucking
and
professor.
Sharon became a fucking gym leader.
Okay, that's kind of cool, but he became a normal type gym leader.
It kind of makes me wonder what happened to the last normal type gym leader.
She got a life.
I think she's on maternity leave. And Sharon became a teacher.
He did?
Yeah,
he's
a teacher
at
the academy.
Of that one preschool that's in that goddamn game.
I remember Unova from the back of my mind, but yeah, Unova, yes or no, do they have the best gym leaders?
No.
Who the fuck has the best gym leaders in your opinion?
I've never thought about this before and you're putting me on the spot.
I'm gonna tell you
it's not Unova.
It's one. Okay. Yes or no, gut feeling, is Kanto the best gym leaders? You don't have to solidify on this. It's yes or no, are they like the top percent?
No.
Johto.
Ooh, I do like Johto.
I do love that lady with the cat.
No. You're so rude to me, but no.
Okay, Hoenn.
Hoenn's got some good ones, actually.
Okay, we're going to consider Hoenn. Okay, Sinnoh. Yes or no?
I like Sinnoh. I definitely like Sinnoh.
Okay, is Unova even...
Garbage! Not joking. This is not for me. If I had to go gut feeling, like, no.
You look me in the eye. You name me 3 Carlos gym leaders right now.
Berg?
No. That's Unova. You know that shit.
Viola?
Yes.
The bug photography?
Yes.
Grant, the rock climber?
Yes.
Rowan, the plant grandpa?
If that's his name, then yes.
Okay, it starts with an R.
You could have said Karina. I knew Karina the fighting.
Karina the fight?
She's the one on roller skate.
Oh, the roller skate girl.
Was Carlos up there?
Definitely not Carlos.
Oh, wait, Alola?
I don't like Alola, but not necessarily because of the gym leaders they have, but just because I didn't like Trials.
Fuck them Trials.
Honestly.
Fuck them.
It was just call them gym battles with a little extra work, which is what they did in Galar. Not Galar. Haldea.
Okay, but you can put Alola up there?
Haldea also made them do a little more work.
They did.
No, not Alola.
Gala?
Gala's okay, maybe?
Bitch-ass uniforms, though. I love it.
I do like the uniforms.
They cooked at them.
It's so stupid, but it's so cool.
And you get to dress like them?
Yes.
Yes, awesome.
I love the poison one.
And would you put Haldea?
Haldea? No?
Okay.
I think maybe it's Sinnoh.
Okay, Sinnoh's your favorite.
You know what will always be my favorite region, but I think Sinnoh has a lot of cool aspects.
I'm just saying, half of the Unova gym leaders, I think we can say canonically fuck.
Oh my god. We don't count Blue Bay for nothing, especially for the one who hasn't even played much of the Indigo Disc DLC.
I'm just saying, I don't think you can say any other region. They fucked as hard as the Unova people.
Also, it's all conjecture. Wait a second. Okay, because the fairy girl might be the daughter of Clayton and...
Not Lisa. We don't count that.
We don't count Lisa?
No, Clay just married a model. We don't have to say Elisa, you know, just because she has a plus in mind and we don't have to say Elisa's her mom.
But isn't she also from Nimbasa City?
Yeah.
Which is who now?
Okay.
Which is where?
Okay, that only was my point. Half of them fucked.
But then, like, Grayton is the grandson of the champion. Oh, yeah, of Unova. He's from Unova.
Yes. He's also, yeah.
Well, what about Crispin and Amorous?
Who gives a shit about them?
Okay, whatever.
And then Mike.
Like 3 of them.
The normal.
What about the normal?
She had a husband. She was a housewife.
He was like an archaeologist?
Yeah, he was the one that revived your fossils.
Oh, yeah.
I think only in the anime they had a kid, actually.
Shitty fossils of Unova. That's the one thing Unova has nothing going for it.
Nothing.
These fucking fossils are so terrible.
Hey, guys. We did an episode about Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon, but we don't really know about Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh! That's why we're gonna have 30 full minutes of not even past number 5 in Pokemon. Gotta be shitting me here.
As I said, Pokemon, any topic, we can talk about. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, we don't do the Smash or Pass.
We're never doing Smash or Pass.
Right, who's your number 4?
My number 4, I think it's kind of clever for me to pick, because I think it wouldn't be like some that people would register, but I think totally counts. I picked Bolo from Pokemon Legends.
How is he your rival?
Because he fights you at random times, and then he ends up being the big bad guy at the very end, because he was like, I am the vessel of Arceus, and I shall defeat you. And in actuality, it ended up being Giratina, which you don't know because you didn't get that far in the goddamn plot of Pokemon Legends.
Wouldn't Volo just be in the place of N, someone else who fights you at random time and it turns out to be a big point of the story?
Isn't N considered a rival?
I never considered him a rival.
I did. I think most people do.
I think your rival has to be someone who got, like, one of the starter Pokemon with you.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Was Wally a rival?
Oh, I guess so, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. God, Wally is kind of useless.
100%.
I like how you got a Gallade, though, in the aura.
Oh, okay. And if you fucking pick Wally...
I didn't pick fucking Wally. Five. He's my boy. Well, he wouldn't be
you
top
You said
five.
That again about Barry, and neither of them are on the top five.
I love them, but I have to carry them. They can't stand on their own. They're like little fledgling.
Bolo's a good choice.
Like, yeah, okay, sure.
Fuck you,
Bolo fucker.
And that was cool! Did you know? Okay, so Volo, people pretty much accept is probably like the
Nagito ancestor.
Shut up. Like the ancestor of Cynthia, right?
Yes.
And then there's also that other lady, and people are like, oh, Cynthia got two?
Yeah.
There's a theory that that lady is just Cynthia.
Oh.
I don't know what the clues were because I just watched it in a short of like popular theories, but like that was one of them, and I was like, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Diego, are you hearing this shit? Moving on. Unless you want to talk more about Volo.
No, I just think it's a good choice, and you don't have much to say, and so you must agree with me.
All right. My personal bias, I put the Hoenn rival in Ruby and Sapphire, the one that's the opposite gender of you, the one who would be the professor's child. That guy whipped my ass whenever we got to that bridge. Got a little.
Why did he sucker punches you? You don't even see that motherfucker, and he just comes out of the woods being, it's time for a Pokemon battle. I was like, I just got out of the trick house. Why do I have to fight your ass now?
Why are you so hard? I just wanted to get through, and your Velma's kicking my ass. Do you have a Velma? Pretty sure I associate with Velma.
I cannot believe you would choose goddamn Ruby and Sapphire.
They beat my ass.
It's just like, I don't know. It's hard for me to consider them a rival when it's just kind
of
like...
They're more of a rival than Silver. Silver was an inconvenient at best, and they didn't go into his story during the game.
Well, I mean, at least like Silver is just Silver. But Ruby and Sapphire is like, one's the protagonist and one's the rival.
I like the dynamic in the Pokemon manga special, okay?
I never read the Pokemon manga special. Is this the thing about the hat?
Yeah. There's a hiding a scar, and the daughter's like, oh, you're the guy that saved me. It's a very cute couple. I think it's the only canon couple in Pokemon Special where, like, the two protagonists got together.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always, if I could, because I read the manga up to Kanto, but I never read past Kanto. And I would love to read more of it, but it's kind of hard to read. Kind of boring, and it's a little brutal.
Who's your number fucking three?
I don't know. I just think, I'm so blown away by how stupid your number four is.
Oh, I think Volo. I'm the most intelligent Rick and Morty fan that there is. You can't understand my intelligence, IQ.
Number three, I pick Richie from the Pokemon anime.
Who the fuck?
The one who beat Ash in like the Indigo League at the very end. He looks basically like Ash except green with red hair. And then he named his Pokemon Sparky the Pikachu.
Yeah, I kind of remember him. I'm not sure why he's on the list.
Because he had a lot of personality. He's a reoccurring character. He was always challenging Ash.
I thought you liked Paul.
Well, I'm only on number three.
Did you put fucking Paul as number two?
Of course I did.
You piece of shit. I guess I never said that you couldn't do anime rivals.
Yeah, why not?
But I thought like Richie was just kind of an Ash clone.
Well, yeah, but you know, they always like work together. It was like...
Do we ship it?
I kind of.
Oh, that's what you're into. Now, do you like Ash and Richie or Ash and Paul better?
As rivals or couples?
Couples. I'm clearly you like Paul better.
No, I like Paul as a rival.
Okay.
Because Paul's an asshole. But Richie was very cute. I thought he was a good companion. He came when they needed help a lot. I think he had different Pokemon.
I think he had. It wasn't like Paul where like half the team was the same.
I mean, essentially.
Yeah, they kept Paul surprisingly on the main cast kind of rotation despite him kicking at Chimchar.
I like Paul because like he broke the cycle. Because he's the only one that Ash took very seriously as a rival. And then, like, Paul just had different, like, principles. And then it was like, yes, Paul was wrong for what he did to Chimchar. But he did find Pokemon that kind of, like, agreed with his principle of, like, being the biggest and baddest and toughest Pokemon. And then, I don't know if you remember, but his Torterra helped Ash's Grovyle be okay with not being the speedster anymore.
I didn't watch Diamond and Pearl.
I love Diamond and Pearl. Diamond and Pearl is, like, my second favorite of all the animes.
If you remember, did not care for Dawn.
Could, fun of me?
No, I just could not stand Piplup.
Yeah, I don't know why. You did not like Piplup.
I don't like those kind of personalities. And like,
but you were okay with Oshawott.
Oshawott got put into place. Piplup was enabled.
Piplup was her main Pokemon. And she was a contest Pokemon. Of course she wanted attention.
That bitch should have evolved.
No, because we already had one dumbass with a Piplup, one dumbass with a a Primplup and another fucking dumbass with Empoleon. How weird would it be if all three of them had Empoleons?
One could have been shiny, I don't know.
Yeah, and we still wouldn't be able to see the fucking difference.
So those are your number 3 and 2, I guess.
Paul is very good. Paul had Pokemon I really liked.
Okay, it's stupid that they gave him all of Ash's Pokemon, though.
Okay, they did that a lot in Sinnoh. Paul wasn't the only one they did that to.
Who else did that?
Piplup, Primplup, Empoleon. Must I say it again? Piplup, Primplup, Empoleon.
You know, I look at Dawn and I go, you ever evolved a Pokemon, bitch?
She has a Mamo Swine.
Didn't she catch it as a Mamo Swine?
No, Swine have evolved twice in one episode.
Okay.
I remember when I was in the dentist's office and I saw that happen and I was like, well, bitch.
That Banary didn't evolve, that Breezel didn't evolve, then he went to Ash.
She has a Togekiss. I think she caught the Togekiss as a Togekiss. Yeah. I think her Cyndaquil. No, wait, she didn't have Cyndaquil.
No, that's May.
No,
she didn't have Cyndaquil. Yeah.
May had Bulbasaur and she had Cyndaquil.
Got games because Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Right, because the remakes came out. I think Cyndaquil evolved into Quilava. And I think you only saw that when they come back. And May has the Glaceon.
Yes.
Doesn't Dawn also have an Eevee?
No, but Serena has an Eevee.
Serena has an Eevee. Did that evolve into Sylveon?
No, you wished it did.
What did it evolve into?
Didn't evolve.
How did you not evolve? I don't like Serena.
I could be wrong, you know. I don't remember shit about her.
Okay, I remember I don't like Serena. But I thought she was very cute when she cut her hair. Anyways, what was your number 3 and 2 since, you know,
we got heated? My number 3, I put Hop. That's my ultimate boy. I love the fact that
Shut the fuck up. Hop is so goddamn annoying.
Hop is 10 times better than Hal.
Hop had no personality.
He had all the personality. He lived in the shadow of his brother who was champion and he could never defeat you. And he had that whole thing about how Bebe beat his ass. Like, I really suck at this.
So he gave up his ideas of becoming a champion.
But he didn't want to be a champion. He just wanted to not disappoint his brother Lee.
A bitch ass professor assistant. Like fucking Sonya.
Also, I know this is unimportant. I think Hop ex protagonist is a really cute ship. Everybody both getting the sword and the shield and summoning the dogs. I love the gala ships. Leon and Sonya. Leon and Raihan. This cute ass ship.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I do.
You're shipping people and Pokemon?
Of course I am. Like, I ship myself with Avery, but we never bat an eye on that.
We're just ignoring it.
Yes, we are.
We're asking you to suppress yourself.
You out there, you self-shippers, you come at my aid and be like, it's nothing wrong with loving a fictional character that can't love you back.
Look, just because it doesn't hurt people doesn't mean it's not wrong.
If it's wrong, I don't want to be right. It's been 20 years since I heard that line used. So I just like Hop. I like his personality. I thought he was very cute. I felt bad when he felt all sad about losing to Bede. Melanie would never be on this list.
Melanie is so cute.
But she's so useless.
She becomes the gym leader.
Does she?
Yeah.
Does Pierce like time?
Pierce is like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. And she's like, well, I guess I gotta do it now.
She's like 10.
Yeah. There are children gym leaders. There's an Elite Four in Paldea who's like a literal child.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her. Larry, you are a baby.
She was a steel type trainer too.
Moving on to my number 2, I put Kieran from the DLC.
Are you fucking me?
I think he's a very compelling character. He actually has a character arc that you get to follow.
Again, you did not play the Indigo Disc DLC.
I know the basics of it. Do you not like Kieran's storyline?
It was okay.
It's an interesting take of an NPC who has to watch a protagonist character take everything he wants. Of course he's going to turn a little batshit evil.
Falcon when Hal does it, it's stupid. But when Kieran does it, he's number 2 on the fucking list.
Because he has a whole story with Ogapon. I can't name you one thing. I forget a lot that Hal's even the grandson of the champion dude. The fighting gym leader guy.
Is he the champion?
No. The professor's a champion.
Yeah, the professor's a champion. But he's one of the like Elite Four, quote unquote.
I don't know. I know we finished Sun and Shield. I don't remember shit. I think we rushed it. That's why on an airplane from New York, the ending of Sun and Moon.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember like Team Skull was the bad guys and then they summoned a thing and then that's when you find out Luminose was the real bad guy and her goal was to summon the Ultra Beast and then that was bad and then there's a different world and her husband probably got banished there.
No, he's at Pokealago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's considered a different world.
Oh, I thought, yeah. Was that not like a world that you couldn't really access on a norm?
No, he was just a dude on an island we fed beans to.
Okay, you say so.
No, yeah, that's the funniest part of Sun and Moon about like this family who's like torn apart and this dad who's just fucked off and he's just on an island and like he gives us beans and we feed him beans.
What do the beans do?
It just makes Pokemon friendlier towards you.
Alright.
Stupid ass feature. Stupid ass. Pokemon Army was 10 times better.
I love Pokemon Army.
And then they stopped doing Pokemon Army when it moved to the Switch.
Which is weird. And you like bait your Pokemon. And I'm like, but this is just weird to me.
Well, this is like Pokemon Army minus a few steps. The fun parts.
You know what? If they had a game about Pokemon cleaning and it was like you had to do very specific things for each Pokemon, I think that would be very cool.
And you gotta clean them all.
Yeah. You gotta clean them all.
Yeah. You know, Magnemite, you gotta get the white polish.
Yes. That'd be
And you make it side missions where you have to go out and get that polish. Like Monster Hunter. You gotta get the materials.
Or just get money.
Look at money. I don't know.
Or you do quests to get items.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyway, there's so many side Pokemon games I'd love to make. I don't know if they make money.
Yeah, Pokemon dating game.
Honestly, I would. Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
You are a Ditto and you get to date all the Pokemon.
Okay, now it's getting a little like.
It's not.
No, it's getting a little like, hey, I'm a Ditto and I turn into Ninetales. Wanna fuck me?
Mystique from X-Men had the exact same shit.
What about Mystique?
She could transform.
And what?
I don't know.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Is it weird for Mystique to romance someone?
Okay, but she didn't pretend to be somebody when she was romancing someone.
Did she never?
I don't know.
Can we say for sure?
I don't know enough about
In the X-Men. New X-Men cartoon, you know what's really cool is that Storm, she was in a desert.
Wait, we can't say the newest when X-Men 87 has just come out.
Yes, the newest one.
You're talking about Mystique? Of this recording, the show just came out today.
Yes.
And so you know what happened in the show.
Yes. Because everyone talks about it.
Okay.
So Storm, she gets lightning and she hits the sand in the desert and all turns into glass. Then she hits it some more so that the glass shatters. And then she summons a tornado to like make the glass fly everywhere.
Where were you going with this?
We're talking about Mystique. I don't know.
And you talked about Storm!
I thought she was cool. People are finding out that Cyclops, he doesn't have laser beams. He summons kinetic energy from the punch dimension.
What are you talking about?
I just think I should be able to say Kieran is number two. Because I'm smart.
You haven't played the DLC.
Why don't
and
you like Kieran?
I like Kieran more in Blue Bay. They always made him seem like he was the bad kid just because he got super competitive or because he started being like, I don't know. Because they're like, oh, he's mean to his friends. But it wasn't like he kicked them around or anything. He just made everything very competitive. And I'm like, you're in a school with a point system and a hierarchy. Shouldn't you be like nurturing competitiveness? You're at a school to be the best.
Oh God, Minty's airing out the complaints for the classroom, the elite again.
No, shut up. I like Kieran, but I didn't think the story did him justice. Like, I do like the whole thing about like how he wanted Ogerpon and I thought like, and he tried to steal Terrapuggles. Like, I'm okay with those shit. But I just thought like them always trying to make him the bad guy was stupid. And it's like, oh, he caused all this like drama. And I'm like, he was following the teacher's directions.
Teacher was the villain.
I'm not saying she's a villain, but I'm just like, he's not a bad kid. But they made him the bad guy.
All right. I think we are moving on to number one. It's something we can both agree on. Because if you didn't put this motherfucker as number one.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Our number one's better match.
I honestly don't know who you could have put. Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1.
Gary motherfucking Oak.
Of course, he had to be number one. The way he got 16 gym badges in a town where they didn't even have that many types.
Well, technically.
So he must have went to Johto and got those gym badges and came back.
And they introduced Steel and Dark.
Yeah, I was just like, what, that ashy boy? You don't have an Umbreon. You don't even know what a dark type Pokemon is. Get bent.
Every time you see Gary, every iteration of Gary in Blue, it's just peak perfection. And I know he also becomes a professor assistant, but at least that one makes a little bit more sense for him because his grandpa is a professor.
Grandpa doesn't remember his name.
Oh, shut up. That's one of the oldest Pokemon jokes.
Real fast, in the Dragon Ball Super manga, they're like, we gotta go pick up Han, Goku. And he's like, Han? And everyone's like, your granddaughter, idiot! He's like, oh, right! And in the Japanese, it's just a pun off the fact he thought we were gonna get bread. Like, let's get this bread, Goku!
Joke would only work in Japan.
But now everyone in America thinks he's a shitty grandfather because he didn't remember his granddaughter's name.
Everyone always says Goku's a crappy dad and a crappy grandfather. I'm like, he's neither of those things. He died, remember?
He chose not to come back.
Okay. He can't go getting the whole 7 Dragon Balls. Actually, that is true. He actually said, no, I don't want
to
come back.
No, but yeah, Gary's that D motherfucker. When you're at the end of the Victory Road Cave, all your Pokemon's dying. You just want to get to a Pokemon Center. And this asshole comes like, let's battle.
It's so cruel, it's funny. Like, we gave shit for Ruby/Sapphire doing that. But it's just funny when he does it at that point.
It's the first time you see it. It's the most assholest move you could ever think. Like, the game designer was like, yeah. And Victory World back then was hard. It wasn't like the shitty Victory World they do later on in the series where it's like, it's gonna be Zubats, everyone. It's gonna be the same Pokemon over and over again. You know, Hoenn Victory World is gonna be all Larons.
To be fair, Kanto did that too. It was all Gravelers.
Oh, did it?
But they only add 150 Pokemon.
Hoenn had no excuse.
Yeah, Hoenn has no excuse. He's so funny in the English dub of Kanto. He becomes so cool when he's like a professor and he has the Umbreon.
He is the moment. He becomes the fucking champion. No other rival became the champion.
Despite how little he was champion for. Actually, technically, Nemona is champion.
Okay, that's stupid. That's a stupid system where like multiple people could be champion.
Yeah, it made no sense because Nemona was like the champion of the school and then Rito was champion of the world.
They're still top five champions. I'll say right now who wasn't on the list. Fucking Greta. Useless ass champion.
They fixed it so that way she became a better, harder challenge. But that fix came way later.
And everyone completed the game already. As clearly as evident from how fast they did the fucking events, this 5-star, 7-star raid. Everyone finished it in a week.
Because Glamora was a really weak Pokemon. You couldn't have Glamora unless you gave Glamora the ability Levitate. Because any ground type move would kill that bitch. Cynthia's number one.
You only like her because she's hot.
And she has a Garchomp.
Steven is number one.
You only like him because he's hot.
Yes. Thanks for joining. Actually, technically, wouldn't Gary be our number one champion?
I guess.
It's not Lance.
Oh, okay. If we really picked best champion, it'd probably be Red.
Oh, you're right.
Red and Blue, called Original Shipping or Pallet Shipping, is the best Pokemon ship.
I'm gonna look up what the fuck Ruby Sapphire Shipping is named because I'm gonna contest this shit.
If you knew the name, you'd think they're number one.
I know chest shipping.
Bro.
Bye.